from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. Today on All Songs Considered, Valentine's Day, we're going to try and break your cold, cold heart.
Yeah, might take a little Hank to do it, but we'll do it.
Let's hear just a tiny bit.
It's just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past.
Oh, I love that.
Keeps us so far apart.
Everybody.
Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
That's what we're going to do today. We're going to do Valentine's dedications, and lots of people told us stories on our SoundCloud page and put them online, and today we're going to pick a handful of them. We'll put more maybe on the blog.
Let's start off with a story we got from a woman named Janie. She left it on our SoundCloud page. I'll let her tell the dedication herself, but the song she wants to play is from The XX.
Hello, this is Janie. I'd like to dedicate this song to one Jordan, VCR by The XX. We met via some nice algorithms, and it has turned out surprisingly well, though we do have a rather unconventional relationship. I look forward to being with you always. We're going to get a tattoo soon. Maybe we'll travel and, I don't know, we'll have fun. We'll lie in bed, we'll chat, kick it and stick it, hang and bang. Jordan, I love you very much, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
That's a good song to start with, and I like the dedication a lot. There was a very young love feel to it.
And also, I'm not sure what she meant by algorithms, but I thought that was a funny way of looking at how two people can come together.
That's right.
In life.
True, true. So there was all sorts of dedication and love, and this one's for a grandmother.
The song that I'd like to dedicate is Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. And it's a song for my grandmother, Ray, who passed away last July. And I think Valentine's Day in particular is a holiday that kind of will always remind me of her a little bit, because she was born in February, but also because she's one of those people that really held love above everything else. And, you know, her entire life was for her family, for her children, and for her husband. And I think more than anyone, all of my memories of her revolve around love and the love that she gave to her family, how thoughtful she was. And this song in particular is sort of my mourning of her, but also my celebration of what a wonderful person she was and how much I still love and miss her.
Dr. Dog is a band that's always hit or miss for me. They have a number of songs I really love. I like the sentiment of this song, and I appreciate The message that this listener is trying to send.
Personal
to her.
Message from.
Very personal message. However, it comes from user number 4161702. Yeah. She didn't leave her
She's
name.
One of my favorite users.
Yes, 4161702.
Thanks for sending us that.
So we got a number of comments and stories on our blog call out as well, and I want to read one from a woman named Nicole. She says that my husband and I knew each other in junior high school, and then we ran into each other at the local mall, no less than when we were 30 years old. So they knew each other in high school. I guess they didn't see each other for a while, saw each other again when they were 30. Within the first few weeks, he made a two-sided mixtape of entirely inappropriate songs.
Oh, this is getting awkward.
Considering we were just beginning a possible relationship, and the songs were filled with implications of passion and long-term commitment.
He's been holding this back a long time.
Yeah. Along with the tape was a card in which he wrote out the lyrics to Yoga by Bjork, which was also the first track on the tape. I'd never heard it before and didn't know what in the world she was talking about, but I was so emotionally and physically awakened and embarrassed. It was like someone for the first time had seen my soul.
Whoa.
We got married in 10 months, so they were married 10 months later. That was almost 12 years ago. They're still
That's
married.
Awesome.
She says, I never got another mixtape from him. He's forgotten when my birthday is.
Oh, no.
He left me on the floor one time when I pulled my back to go camping, and he handed me the phone just in case I needed it.
This is a big knock-knock. You better cough up some flowers, or more than flowers.
Hey, here's the but. That was the best mixtape and romantic 5 seconds of my life. So let's give a listen to Bjork.
Romantic 5 seconds. Oh, here's to the next 5 seconds. Hit it.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscapes. They pass on me. The riddle gets solved, and you push me up to this state of. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak. I feel. Push me up to this state of.
I think it's time for him to make another mixtape. He's good.
Yeah.
Just not, you know, every dozen years or so, at least.
I mean, how good is this guy? They were married 10 months later.
Yeah.
It's pretty, this guy knows what he's doing, but it's time to pony up with another mixtape. Yeah, for sure. Thanks for sharing that, Nicole.
I have one. This is from someone overseas, dedicating this to his wife back home here in America, to Sandra, his wife.
I'm spending a year working at our embassy in Baghdad, and my wife Sandra and our children are back at home in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. I miss them terribly. Before I met Sandra, I had no interest in tango music, but she was born and raised in Argentina, the land of the tango, and as I fell in love with her, the music simply became a part of my life, like so many other Argentine things. So I'll dedicate to her, and to our children, Carlos Gardel's classic tango, El Día Que Me Quieras, The Day That You Love Me, because it always reminds me of her and of our family, and because Gardel sings about how a woman's love gives comfort, eases pain and all of life's cares, and makes life sweeter, and that has certainly been my experience.
Acaricia mi resuello, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Como ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar. Y si es mío el arpado de tu risa leve, que es como un cantar. Ella quieta mi herida, todo, todo se olvida. El día que me quiera, la rosa se engalana, se vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color, y al viento las carparas dirán que ella eres mía, y loca la portada se cortará de tu amor. La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas los mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa que verá que eres mi corazón.
El día que me quiera, no habrá más que armonía. Será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial. Traerá quieta la brisa, rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quiera, endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor. Florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor.
La noche que me quiera, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa.
That was a great surprise.
What a lovely, lovely little song. That was just beautiful. I'm so glad he shared that.
Beautiful story. It sounded like it was probably the 50s, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that's the original version we managed to get. Intern 928234 managed to dig up for us.
I wonder if Intern
928234
knows user 45...
01794 or whatever that was.
Sure. But, you know, there could be romantic involvement, this being Valentine's Day. They're both numbers. They're both people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we've got mostly stories of romantic love and love that works, but sometimes love is about missed connections, right? The ones that got away. Yeah, the one that got away. And this next one is from a guy named David. I love the song that he wants to play. It's one of my favorites by Feist, and I'll let him tell the story.
Hello. My name is David Allen, and today I'll be dedicating a song called The Park by Feist. And whom I'll be dedicating this to is someone called Blake. Blake is, he was one of my first boyfriends, I guess you could say. We never really did anything. And the one night that we may have kissed, and we never did, the one night that we might have, that night we went out to Olive Garden. And as it turned out, we both mutually agreed, since we had garlic breath, that we would not kiss. And that turned out to be the last time I ever saw him. And the song, The Park, it exaggerates that idea in your mind that when you lose someone that you love dearly, that they may show up at your door with a bouquet of flowers and cupcakes. But you have to face that reality that it won't. It will not. If despair could speak, it would be this song. And for all of you who are alone on Valentine's Day, I applaud you. I think you should go out and order yourself a $50 dinner. But now, The Park by Feist.
Back through the park. sure of anything through the distance that keeps you from knowing the truth.
Song so much. Something about it reminds me of walking through the garden in Paris on my honeymoon.
In this case, they were at the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
and the other weird thing is, you think about life, right? And you think about, what if they didn't order garlic bread? I mean, where would he be today?
Oh, yeah, the right? one little, just right. one tweak, although, one little change.
Although I hate to say this to him, but, you know, maybe he didn't feel the same way as...
Oh, no. My garlic breath.
We can't. Yeah, it would totally be the garlic breath.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Let's do one more story. This is one we got from the comments section on our blog.
And I think we should dedicate a song to each other.
Yeah, we totally should. And I want to do that after this one, because I have a very special one for you that comes straight from my heart.
Oh, my God. Stay tuned.
This one's from Jackson. He writes that it was the late 1980s, and I'd been introducing my girlfriend to the Beatles, which is a requirement for any long-term commitment. I mean, duh. We were parked, listening to the White Album, on cassette, waiting for curfew to end our night. I was waiting for a song that I thought would really encapsulate my feelings and waited for it to come up in the queue on the tape. And you're listening to the White Album. Unfortunately, like Mother Superior, I jumped the gun and drew her attention to the next song, one song early. So he wanted to...
Right.
So he says, instead of the great love song, I Will, she was treated to the joyous...
Oh, my gosh. Why don't we do it in the road?
Why don't we do it in the road? Needless to say, alrighty. We had a great laugh. And we still do to this day whenever we hear our song, 23 years of marriage later... 23 years, Bob.
Sorry.
And he says, Happy Valentine's Day, Tracy. Let's listen to that. This one's for Jackson.
Why don't we do it in the road?
And that takes us straight to my dedication to you.
awkward. Yeah, I remember hearing that song for the first time when I was a little kid, probably in middle school, and thinking, do what?
I remember thinking not to play this too loud to my parents around.
Yeah.
To think how that was on the borderline of obscene.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't we
so
do
funny.
It in the Yeah. So,
do you have a dedication?
Yeah, I'm
Are you just trying to get into character?
Trying not to tear up.
Okay.
All right. We've been doing this show. You choked up. We've been doing this show now for 12 years, mm-hmm. and we've done so much together, and you've been such a good friend of me. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
I think it's important for me to play something here on Valentine's Day that I can't keep a damn straight face.
Oh, just play the damn song.
So. And you thought I was going to play some sort of joke on you, didn't you?
Have you ever heard a digital
Was this just last year that you pulled this song out?
A digital
it was. It was the Lovely Eggs.
All right.
You know. But I didn't do that, did I?
No. So I've got a real tearjerker for you, Bob. And this is sorry.
I told
myself I wasn't going to cry. So 11 years ago. You took a chance on me.
You were the second chance. Yes, but I took a chance.
You had somebody in mind for this job, and I
you won.
I came in and won because you saw something, and
I saw something in you that was unexpected and wonderful.
Yes, which is I showed up naked to the interview.
We weren't going to talk about
this. I wanted to make a lasting impression, and you took a chance on me, and it has everything. It has completely changed my life the last 11 years. And so I started thinking, what was the first show that I did as the new All Songs considered full-time employee? And I went back and I looked, and I went through the list of songs, and then this one jumped out at me because it reminded me, when you picked it, I'd never heard of the guy, didn't know he had done this song, but I thought, well, I'm a long way from Kansas, I'm a long way from my home, and here's this beautiful, beautiful song that has ended up on the first show that I'm doing with All Songs Considered, and it was one, at that point, you were still doing all the music and doing most of it by yourself, and it's Israel Kamaka Vivo Ole, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What a Wonderful World. And I was going through the list and I said, oh, that's the one. I got to play it for Bob for looking back. This is from the first show that I ever did 11 years ago.
It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you for, you've been a great friend too and such an inspiration over the years, honestly. Everything I have in my life now, I wouldn't have if you hadn't taken that chance on me.
That's intense.
So all the days that I want to just wring your little neck over with, just remember that I love you and that I played this song for you because you mean a lot to me.
And I like rainbows.
Yes, and you do love rainbows, so this is an appropriate way to go out for
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Bob.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Ooh. dream that you dare to, why, oh why.